We're joined by the general manager of the San Francisco Giants. That's Bobby Evans. Bobby, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, Marty. How are you?
Yeah, very good. In here early. A beautiful day around the Bay Area today. It should be a really just a glorious weekend to sit around and listen to baseball. What's better than that?
Nothing better. That's a good call.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, really, it was nice coming across the bridge this morning. Felt pretty good just looking out. Well, you've had some action. Boy, it seemed, what a job you have. Every day something happens. You know that? And last night, Matt Cain, the second inning, comes out with the hamstring. Bring us up to date, if you would, on Matt Cain and also the move that was made.
Well, we haven't officially made a move yet. I mean, he's in the MRI right now. He felt pretty much the same today, which was sore. Looks like the grade one hamstring strain. The question is, you know, really what this MRI reveals, whether it's a definite DL. I mean, we certainly prepared for a DL with the transfer of Chris Stratton to the big leagues. Again, the corresponding move really won't be determined until we get these MRI results.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Chris Stratton. And, of course, we've seen him in spring training a number of times and some great games and others where maybe he'll get hit a little bit. Sacramento, another great game recently. Tell us a little bit about Stratton and how you would envision using him.
Well, I would look at Stratton as really the guy that you go to if we do end up losing Cain for a start or two. I would expect we'll probably lean towards Suarez for those starts and then put Stratton in the bullpen. But, you know, we'll discuss that. I mean, we're going to get one thing at a time here. But for us, you know, primarily looking at Stratton to come out of the pen and give us, you know, needed innings if that comes about.
Well, Suarez certainly did that last night. How about that? And this is a 6-year free agent that you guys picked up over the winter. And he has done nothing but done nice things for you.
Well, we looked at him. He pitched last year at Double A, 160 innings as a Double A starter, which is rather incredible amount of innings in the minor leagues. And so we looked at him as a guy who could come and at least be a Triple A starter for us, and then possibly a call up. And he didn't get a ton of exposure this spring. He had a baby, so he missed some time. Meanwhile, other guys were healthy, so there weren't innings for him. And he did a good job starting the year at AAA, and now he's come up here and been a stabilizer when needed.
I want to go back to Chris Stratton for a second, Bob, because he comes out of Mississippi State, and as I say, he's the Boo Ferris Award winner. Dave Boo Ferris, as Bruce Jenkins says, which is emblematic of the top college player in the state of Mississippi. What does Stratton bring to the table pitching-wise, and how has he developed?
Well, he had an early career hiccup. He got hit with a line drive during spring training in the head. I'm sorry, during rookie ball in the head back his first year. And it really set him back. I mean, his first offseason wasn't normal. He was suffering through the concussion symptoms, and really it affected his first spring and ultimately his first season. So we feel like we've continued to just see more and more of the Chris Stratton we drafted. His fastball's, you know, in the low 90s. He locates, and he'll show you his other pitches with the fastball command, which will, you know, throw you off and your timing. He isn't a guy who is going to overpower you, and so therefore, you know, it's important that he locate and you know, make sure he's throwing strikes with his fastball so he can be deceptive with his breaking stuff.
All right. Romo had a good outing last night, I take it. He struck out a couple, and now he's got some back-to-backs coming up. Is he still on schedule for next week?
Yeah, he's looking good. I mean, the question will be, you know, after the back-to-back, how quickly you want to activate him. Probably if Monday is, in fact, the second day in the back-to-back, then you expect at least Tuesday, Wednesday off, and then with an activating the last day in Atlanta. But that, you know, that'll really dictate based on what our needs are and how he's feeling.
You know, I talked a little bit about the infield this morning. Bobby Evans with us, and it just sort of dawned on me, you know, college guys all around the infield with Posey, and they just don't beat themselves. And I thought of the relay that Panic made this week and Duffy in the hole and the Crawford plays, and Belt can turn that 3-6-3 and Posey behind the plate. There's something about being drilled your whole life. In other words, the discipline of a college player. And I think we're seeing it in the infield.
Well, the discipline of college play in particular, or just the fact that these guys are coming from good college programs and being able to help us.
I guess that's probably it. Probably the latter, I think, is really, because that really is the issue, in the because the draft is coming up. And it just dawned on me, the college programs they came from, just the way they play.
Yeah, well, again, you know, these guys, you know, ended up in those college programs for a reason, because those coaches recruiting them saw the, you know, the way these guys hold it together and probably their approach. And, you know, in the case of, you know, Crawford is a quarterback in high school, and each one of these guys are athletes in their own right. And they all played in the middle of the diamond, and that helps us. And it's obviously been an advantage for our defense the last several years. And we just got to pick it up offensively. That's really where we're struggling right now.
Yeah, so what about that? Duffy has really struggled on the road. What do you see with Duffy? And does he stay in that three spot, or is there a chance they move him around just to be more comfortable?
Yeah, I mean, I give it to Boach. He's certainly, you know, measured about that, and at time he may end up making a move. But, you know, from my perspective, these guys have had some struggles just getting, you know, the ball in a zone where the defense isn't, you know, sitting on it. So we've got to make sure that we're hitting good pitches and hitting the ball hard. And for the most part, you know, we're seeing a lot of the same of what we've seen from these guys in the past. They're just not finding the holes. And to the defense's credit, they've made an adjustment in where they're playing them. And, you know, we've got to make adjustments in where we're hitting.
All right. Jake Peavy had a good start against San Diego. Jake Peavy, Bruce Bochy is behind them 1,000%. Your reaction to watching him pitch against San Diego last week?
Well, I think Jake is, you know, going to battle every time out there. We're not going to always get the results we want, but you know, he's gone through stretches where he's, you know, been outstanding, and he's not that far removed from it. And you know, the fact that he feels good gives us a lot of hope. But you know, we're prepared to make adjustments if needed. But again, we hope we don't have to, because we're a better team if he's pitching effectively.
Well, this is Memorial Day, and as I said on the show, we get to the one-third marker after Tuesday, and you know, still a lot of baseball left to go. But how do you feel about the team right now? And again, we get into that period of time in June and July, and everyone will be talking, well, you got to get this, you got to get that. How do you assess the team right now?
Well, these guys are battling every day. I mean, they're playing some close games, which is a lot of what you see in the playoffs. You see close games, and we've got to find a way just to get, you know, one more run than the other team, and we've got to hold them back with our pitching, and we've done that. We've definitely seen some of our young arms cut their teeth in some later innings. It's going to help to get Romo back, but you know, at the same time, I'm proud of what these guys have accomplished. They put themselves in a good position, and you know, when we're sitting around 500, you feel like we're a better team than that. And now, you know, given where we are now, it's something we hope we can, you know, hold up to and continue to progress. I mean, we don't have, you know, the toughest part of our schedule right now, so we got to take advantage of that. But the Rockies are a tough team. They're obviously second place in our division for a reason, and you can't look past them, so we got to take one series at a time.
Yeah, I was looking at the numbers of Austin Slater, and of course, you know, I'm enamored with this. Chris Shaw at San Jose, I talk about him all the time, the power hitter. But you've got a couple of hitters. Can you bring us up to date on Shaw, maybe? Slater, what you see, and maybe a little bit on Arroyo?
Well, Shaw's certainly the talk of the Cal League right now. I mean, he's done a great job, you know, in every aspect of his game offensively, and showing the power and driving in runs and, you know, showing discipline at the plate. But, you know, he'll get tested eventually at the AA level, which is what we're seeing for all these guys, Arroyo included. And, you know, Slater's leading the pack there. You know, he's playing multiple positions. We've seen him a lot in center field. We'll probably see him more as a corner guy up the line, but it's a chance for him to really shine right now. And that's some of the best pitching in baseball is at the AA Eastern League level. And you see a 95-mile-an-hour starter and a 97-mile-an-hour reliever and a 98-mile-an-hour closer. So you see some really tough prospects there. And for them to be doing as well as they are, and for Arroyo to sort of turn back towards his norm, certainly makes you feel good.
Yeah, people have to remember, Arroyo, how old is Arroyo now, Bobby? Is he 21?
Yeah, he's 21. Yeah, he's 21.
Yeah, you forget about that. How's Lucius Fox doing down in Augusta? He's 18, I think.
Yeah, I think he's holding his own. I think that for the most part, you know, things will come over time. There's some good pitching in that league, too, but he's held his own, and he'll be able to stay there through, you know, the draft and on to the second half. And you know, defensively, we want to just continue to see him make adjustments, which enable him to stay in the middle of the diamond. And, you know, some of that's instinctual and some of that's just, you know, learning, you know, where to, you know, your footwork and learning a little bit more of, you know, catching the ball out front. But he's a good player. We're very pleased with where he's at.
We get questions about Phil Bickford all the time. Can you give us something on him?
Well, I think he's been outstanding. You know, for for the early stage of his career, I mean, we're probably as pleased with him as anybody in the system right now. I think it's a matter of you know, consistency, which is really what it's all about. He's also lost a little weight, so trying to keep him strong through the long wears and tears of the season is important. But a guy who's dedicated and committed, and really, I think he's shown the Sally League what he's all about. And I think if he stays there all year, he'll have some outstanding numbers, although I don't know if we'll be able to keep him there.
I like that word, the Sally League. Boy, you're a Southerner. You know that when you say that? The South Atlantic League. The South. Boy, that goes back a long way.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Very good. I haven't heard the Sally League in a long time. Very good, Bobby Evans. Very good. That's good baseball knowledge. Well, it sounds like when the trade deadline comes up, it doesn't sound like you're pressed to do much. You know, some years you say, boy, we got to do this or that, you know, and the fans are clamoring for all sorts of things. Things are kind of quiet on the Western front here.
Well, the options may be fairly limited. As many teams out there that may be open to making moves, that they may not have, you know, game-changing moves. They may be, you know, more or less mid-range type guys who can come in and fill in the roster. We'll just have to see, but we'll stay active and prepared. I mean, I think from our standpoint, you know, until you get to the deadline, you're not entirely sure what's going to be available and how you can react to it.
Draft is coming up, and I know you guys keep it very close to the vest. Is this a college-heavy draft, pitching draft, outfield draft? Just in general, what does it look like?
Well, we've seen a lot of good high school talent. The college talent is a little more hard to read in terms of differentiating the college talent. So that may work in our favor, given that we don't pick until 59, that there's not necessarily as many clear-cut top-tier college guys. So maybe we can differentiate and come up lucky and get a good guy there at 59. But there's a lot of talk about some of the high school talent in the draft. And for us at 59, it'll be hard to get a good high school guy there, but you never know.
All right, very good. Well, enjoy the weekend. Are you here in town or are you on the trip?
No, I'm here in town this weekend and looking forward to draft prep next week.
Oh, terrific. I appreciate you coming on as always. So there's one move I guess you guys have to make, and that'll be made today later on. Is that it?
That's right. Later on this after or later this morning.
All right, Bobby. Thanks so much. I always appreciate chatting with you.
Thank you, Marty.
All right. Very good. All right. Very good. That's the state of the Giants right now. And no nervousness. You could tell that in Bobby's voice. All right.